Welcome to Top Dog Dynasty with your hosts, Karen Chanik, Adam Wilson, Chris Vanek.
What's up, everybody? It's Top Dog Dynasty time. This is Karen, and we are going to talk some Dynasty Fantasy Football. Glad you are here with us. Hey, tweet us at Top Dog Dynasty. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach me at Quarterhacks on Twitter. And then I've got my buddy Adam at AJWilly2 and Chris at FFCrusher. Chris, how are you today?
I'm okay. I was a little disappointed this weekend. Watched the UFC fights, and our boy Stipe did not have a great finish to his fight. But other than that, I'm doing well.
Good, yeah. He came out and was the champ the year that the Cavs became the champions. So he kind of has a fondness in everybody in Cleveland's hearts because it was the year of the championships.
Yep,
absolutely.
Adam, what's going on, man?
It's a case of the Mondays for me. I'm just first day back to work after the holiday. So the highlight of my day was I had Panda Express for dinner. And I might have had a little too much orange chicken, so I'm feeling the effects of that. But it's a good feeling of the effects, so.
My goodness. The two of you sound like, wah, wah.
Monday.
It's going to be a really
Looks
energetic
like somebody's
show,
got a
everybody.
Case of the Mondays.
It's going to be a good
me
show,
Me and Chris
everybody.
Will go at it, I'm sure. Yeah,
there
we'll
we
be
go.
Fine.
All right, so today we have our wide receiver rankings coming at you. Last show we did running backs 13 through 24, and we're going to continue down the path and give you our wide receiver consensus rankings. We have a couple Mutt Mail questions to go through before we get into those, so why don't we jump into those right away?
From the doghouse, let's answer some Mutt Mail. Mutt Mail!
All right, our first Mutt Mail question comes in from at EnvisionFF. This is Dominic, our buddy. He has a trade question for us, and I believe this trade has already gone down, but let's talk about what we think about this trade. Dominic gave Todd Gurley, Ronald Jones, a 6-11 startup draft pick, so he was trading in the middle of his startup draft, and then two other picks, a 2019 second and a 2019 third. So three picks total, one of them in the startup, giving away Gurley and Ronald Jones, and he got Zeke, Mixon, and the 10-04 in the startup draft. Adam, let's start with you. What do you think about this trade?
So initially when he sent it, I was a little confused. For some reason, it came through the chat. I don't know, and I saw it differently. And I said I like the Gurley side, but now that I look at it and I see everything, I feel like, you know, he gave up quite a bit. But I like the Zeke and Mixon side. So I think it kind of depends. If you look at where 6-11 is in, like, ADP, that's about, like, the Aaron Jones, Duke Johnson, Mike Williams range. And that's a relatively high pick. But if you look at what he got back in the, 10-04. So that is around the range of, like, a Matt Stafford, like, 124th overall. If he waited on quarterback, I think his team is really well if he was picking like a Matt Stafford or a Jameis Winston down there at 124 and acquiring that pick. I like the Zeke side. I love Mixon. I like Zeke slightly below Gurley, and I'm not a fan of Ronald Jones at all, as everyone knows. So I like it.
Yeah, I think I agree because Zeke, I have right behind Gurley, so the drop-off between the two of them is not very much, but yep. The upgrade from Ronald Jones to Mixon I think is significant. And yeah, you're dropping back from the end of the 6th to the beginning of the 10th and giving up two picks in the next year's rookie draft. But yeah, I think it's a win. I think the big thing that I took away from this is there's a lot of trading going on of players while the draft is still happening, yep. Which was kind of surprising for me.
Yeah, I'm normally not a big fan of that, unless you're in situations where you pick a player and someone wants to overpay you.
Yeah.
So, you know, like with what has happened with you in the past, Chris, I don't think you should be tinkering with your team. But if you can get a haul like that, I think it's a clear win for him on this.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. I think I mean, for me, I look at it as a pretty fair trade. I mean, based on the players that you were describing in the 6-11 range for ADP, it looks fair to me. And a couple extra picks in 19 for the other side. I guess certainly looking at Zeke and Mixon, when you look at the names, I want that side. But you never know what that's going to turn into for the other side once he makes his other picks. I'd be curious what he took at 6-11.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I brought up about, like, the players in that range. Like, if you did this exercise and you specifically waited on quarterback, like, I think your team could look much better because of waiting on quarterback and taking them, you know, having that extra 10th round pick.
Sure.
So.
All right, we got one other question for our Mutt Mail, which comes in from at Diana Winter 72. She wants to know, when is the best time to have a rookie draft?
Well, sometime after the NFL draft and before the start of the season.
Wow. So that was actually insightful. No wonder you're a pro.
Actually, I think right about now, I think, is a good time, I think, to have a rookie draft, because right after the NFL draft, you know, there's a flurry of activity where you see where people are going and what that means, I think, to the veterans on the team. So you might have some trades going on there. So you have some activity, and then you wait a little bit, and then you have a draft, and then you wait a little bit, and then you have training camp starting, and then preseason. I think it kind of spreads it out if you had the draft right about now. Whereas if you had your rookie draft right after the NFL draft, which I know a lot of leagues do, it's nice. You can, you know, get those rookies on your team right away, but then you have a lull this time in July where really nothing's going on.
I have a follow-up question then. So, Chris, why are your rookie drafts on the two that you commission August?
Because that's what the consensus wanted.
Can I answer this? It's because he has a bunch of redraft players in some of his leagues, and they want it close to the season so that they can see what the players are doing in the preseason. Which is actually good for us because we do our homework. And so you get guys that are taken way higher because of what they've done, you know, in their preseason games, even though they shouldn't be drafted there anyway. So Tajay Sharp comes to mind, got drafted way higher because of his preseason. There were some quarterbacks that went high because of their preseason. I think that they should be like end of June, beginning of July. I think that that's like a good balance because, like Chris said, you have your pros and cons. Like, if you do your homework and it's closer to after the NFL draft and you're drafting on talent, you can get guys that are later in ADP that will eventually rise up when they get to show what they can do in the preseason. So you can get some good values. But again, if you wait too late, then you're not getting those values. You know, people are overdrafting players, you know. So if you have like a sleeper that you love, and then they show out in the preseason, then you're kind of screwed because you were hoping to get them in the third round, and all of a sudden that they're beginning of the second, you know.
But then I kind of look at things and it's like, oh, I wish I would have drafted in February before the NFL draft even, because then I could have got, you know, Rashad Penny at the end of the first round instead of having to pay the 102.
Would have been a bad pick back then, too.
Hater.
By the way, as of right now, Chris Carson is the starter there, and they are raving about him. So,
boom, I have him.
There you go.
Okay. I don't believe it.
My desperate dynasty team for running backs has him, so hopefully that is the truth.
Hopefully it sticks.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that was a good discussion. We are going to move into our wide receiver consensus rankings. So what we've done is we've gone through, ranked our players individually, then averaged them out to come up with a consensus rank. We're going to start here with Odell Beckham himself, New York Giants. He's 25. He is the number one ADP. Chris has him ranked number one, Adam number one. I have him ranked number two. What do we got to say about Odell?
I have him ranked number one because I couldn't put him any higher.
Couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, I don't really have any issue with someone ranking DeAndre Hopkins number one. We've seen him do it over and over again. He's really great. I look at Beckham, and he's been a stud every year he's been in the league. And, you know, he had that injury last year. That stinks. I'm a believer. He's kind of a diva. I think DeAndre Hopkins just shuts his mouth and plays, and that's great. And I don't have any issue if someone takes Hopkins over Beckham. So
yeah,
that's not to foreshadow, but that's my number one is DeAndre Hopkins, which we have consensus ranked at number two. I agree with you. Both of these guys are just either one of them I would take on my dynasty squad. I just think Hopkins has less risk, I think, is why it puts him over the top. They're both stellar talents. Odell Beckham just kicks kicker nets and stuff like that.
I was going to say, I think you don't like him because you don't like him as a person. Like, I think that that's why you have him a little, because of the diva part of it.
No, well, yes. Agreed. Because it places higher risk on him for doing something stupid and getting suspended or the team getting mad at him and benching him for a game or something like that. The other thing I'd say is that a couple extra studs have come onto that squad since his injury. Yep. Evan Ingram showed out and Barkley is there. So I don't know how the ball is going to be spread around this year. Certainly he has, you know, I'm sure he'll have plenty of opportunity. I'm not dropping him. You know, I have him ranked number two. But there are a few more studs in his squad.
Yeah, definitely the top two are close, and they're the clear top two.
Yeah, and the thing I like about Hopkins is it doesn't make any difference who his quarterback is. Yes. We've seen him do it with, I mean, how many quarterbacks have we seen him do it with? And he finally got a good one this year for seven games, and he did really well with them. And even when Deshaun Watson gets injured, he still does well. So I like Hopkins. I like Beckham.
Beckham's still waiting for a good quarterback.
Yeah. Hopkins had some magical catches last year. I mean, just he has such body control, able to tap his toes an inch away from the sideline. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing that Mike Lombardi, the former Browns GM, and he was with the Raiders and the 49ers, what he always says is DeAndre Hopkins doesn't have to get open. So he's the king of not getting open and still being able to catch the ball because of his giant catch radius. It's definitely a good thing. He doesn't have to. He's just, whether he's covered or not, he can still make the catch.
All right, let's move on to number three, which is Mike Evans, Tampa Bay Buccaneer. He is 24 years old, ADP of 5, so we're a little high on him. All three of us, 3-3-3, have him ranked as number three. So Mike Evans, stud in Tampa Bay, had a down year last year. So I think that's maybe why the ADP is a little bit lower. People have a little doubts. Jameis Winston is suspended this year. So from a redraft perspective, first couple games.
That doesn't worry me at all. But Mike Evans going outside of the first round of startups it seems crazy to me. I love Mike Evans. I have him on every one of my teams.
Yeah, I feel like we picked him out in a recent startup draft that Chris and I did. We picked him at 203, which is absolutely insane. I think people are just getting a little too cute with him having a bad year.
Yeah.
And so I trust the talent. We've seen him do it several times. Chris, I think you posted his wide receiver finishes in his entire career, and he's been like a wide receiver one or two every year he's been in the league. So I like him. I guess he's probably just not the sexy name right now.
Yeah, let me toss in there, too. One difference from 2016 to 2017 is the team added O.J. Howard. They added DeSean Jackson, Chris Godwin. So that team's weapons have increased significantly since he last had a big showing. So I don't think that was the cause of what happened last year, but there are a heck of a lot more targets spread out in that offense for Jameis Winston to give. You know, I still think he's the primary. I'm not saying he's not the number one wide receiver. But in 2016, all of those bodies were not there.
And thankfully, they didn't have a running back before, and they still don't have a running back now. So that's a good thing for them.
I did not mention Ronald Jones in honor of you, Adam.
Oh, gosh. Good.
All right, let's move on to number four. 25-year-old Michael Thomas of the New Orleans Saints. His ADP is 4. Adam and Chris follow a suit, ranking him at 4. I have him just a tad lower at number 6. For me, and I think we've talked about this on a previous episode, mine is maybe foreshadowing a little bit just on his quarterback situation. I think Drew Brees is not long for the league, So I'm just a little hesitant on what his quarterback's going to be in the future. That's probably my primary concern. And then potentially, you know, they're drafting a wide receiver. They drafted a wide receiver.
Tre'Quan Smith.
And then they also brought in Cameron Meredith, right? So two new wide receivers on the squad.
And they got rid of Willie Snead.
Which they didn't use last year. So,
yeah.
I mean, he was not a threat at all. But they got two new guys coming in. So I'm just starting to maybe question a little bit. It could be completely unwarranted. But every so often I get a little itch in the back of my head that says, you know, perhaps target share goes down, perhaps touchdowns go down. And I have him at 6, which is still in the top 10 of wide receivers.
Well, see, I think that's where he could go up because he only had 5 touchdowns last year. I think that could definitely increase in the coming years. He may not get 149 targets again. I think he'll still get targeted a ton, though. I could still see 100 catches for him and 1,200 yards, and his touchdowns going up. So he finished at what, wide receiver 5, 6 this past year? I don't see why that should go down any.
I mean, I like him. I traded, well, Karen, no surprise here, your number 4 ranked player. I traded Davante Adams for him, you know, in a package to Karen. I don't think there's a big difference between the two of them. I see the Breeze issue. Yeah, I mean, Breeze might not be there. He might be there another year or two. When I watch Thomas, I just think he's really, really good. I think he lacks athletically, but, I mean, the guy's consistent. It's actually, every time you look at the stat sheet, it's just like, oh, good, 9 for 112.
Did you see the summer picture circulating of him, man? He is thick. That dude is
yeah.
He looks like as close to Josh Gordon as he can get. Like, he looks awesome.
It's funny that Adam is so very high on him because last offseason he bet me that Mike Thomas wouldn't finish as a wide receiver 1.
True. That was a bet that I lost.
Yep. Yeah, well, he was upset that you had taken advantage of me in a trade for Michael Thomas and Mike Evans. Mm-hmm. And last year I won on that trade. We'll see how that plays out. All right, moving on to number 5. Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper is 24 years old. His ADP is 9, again, likely because of his performance last year. All of us are higher on him, though. We are holding out hope on Amari. Word on the street was that he was injured a lot of last year. We'll see if that comes to fruition as he opens up this year. But I have him at number 5, so I like Amari Cooper a lot. Adam at number 6 and Chris at number 7. What you got, Chris?
I was actually surprised that I was the lowest on him because I love Amari Cooper a lot and I have him on a couple of my teams. I still have him above where his ADP is. I just got a couple guys a little bit ahead of him, but it's very close in this range with the guys that I have going around him.
I like Cooper. The only thing that worries me about him is that offense.
I
don't know what John Gruden is going to do there. He's 24 years old. He's basically been ranked, though, on hype. He's only had really one good year. So, like, I get everything against him. I just think when you watch him, he is the most talented, you know, player on the field most of the time. So I find it hard to believe that John Gruden is not going to take advantage of having Amari Cooper as his number 1 wide receiver. So I just think he needs a couple breaks to go his way this year.
Well, and so the past couple years, when they would get in the red zone, they wouldn't throw to him, which always confused me. They would throw to Crabtree or even Seth Roberts, I think, got more targets in the end zone than Cooper did. Yeah, I think they want to commit to him in the red zone, so I think that'll be good for his outlook.
The other good thing about it is, you know, Gruden runs that West Coast offense, and so Amari Cooper's strength is running after the catch. I think it's very possible that Gruden knows how to put him in positions to run after the catch, and I think that could be beneficial to him. You know, Chris, you brought up about the red zone. I don't think that that's his strength. I think his run after the catch is. But for sure, if he gets both of those things, you know, the red zone targets and more opportunities for, you know, some yak, I think it could, you know, greatly benefit him this year. But I mean, overall, we're ranking him from a dynasty perspective. He's 24 and, you know, he's already had a wide receiver, I believe, 1 year. That's part of the evaluation here and the ranking here.
All right. Are we ready for number 6?
Let's do it.
Number 6, Davante Adams. His ADP is 8. He is 25 years old. Chris and Adam both have him at 8. I'm the one bringing up the average. I have him ranked number 4.
Number 4?
Yep.
Tell us.
Yeah. So I guess my thought process behind it is Aaron Rodgers coming back, Jordy Nelson gets shipped out of town, and Davante Adams has a chance to be a true number 1 for the best quarterback in the league. So I think his target share goes up. I think his touchdowns remain the same, if not go up. And I think he's going to show out this year. I just have no doubts that he is going to be brilliant. So I'm just super confident on Davante Adams. I just think his targets are going up is where I'm at, is that he's going to be the true number 1 in Green Bay.
I like him as well. His targets should go up. He's never broken 1,000 yards receiving. I think that changes this year. It wouldn't surprise me if he had something like 90 catches for 1,100 yards. I actually think his touchdowns drop. I agree with you. He doesn't have any competition there anymore. It's yep. A couple rookie wide receivers, Randall Cobb, and then basically the running backs. And we always talk about Jimmy Graham. I think he's a threat to Davante Adams in the red zone, but that's pretty much it. You know, I don't think that he's going to, you know, take anything from Davante Adams. So I definitely think his yard, without question, he's going to break 1,000 yards pending any injury this year. And I think his catches will also go up.
Yeah, I like Adams a lot, too. The one thing I always found weird is that his points per game was always higher when Rodgers was not the quarterback.
That is interesting.
He gets like 5 points more per game when Rodgers is not the quarterback. His receptions are up, his touchdowns are up, his targets are up.
That's because Rodgers and Jordy have a bromance. Jordy ain't there anymore.
Well, I think he was Brett Hundley's whoopee. You know, like it was just Davante Adams will line up all over the place, but specifically in the slot, he gets open like crazy. You know, just puts a shake move on the linebacker or safety, and it was just quick throws and quick reads for Hundley. So I think that has something to do with it. But yeah, I mean, I don't know that that's, you know, an actual trend. I think that's more of a coincidence.
Yeah, probably so.
All right, let's move on to number 7. Number 7 is Antonio Brown. Have you guys heard of this guy?
Who?
God help us. Yes, I have.
All right, this is a guy that we are a little bit low on. He is 29 years old. His ADP is 3. Chris has him at 5, Adam at 7. I have him at 9. Because as previously admitted, I am an ageist, you know, still in my top 10. Antonio Brown's not going anywhere this year. He is going to continue to perform for another year, maybe 2. I just, you know, think that his value is at its peak. And I see it similar to Le'Veon Bell, maybe not quite as extreme as how I feel about Le'Veon Bell, but similar to Le'Veon Bell, I think now is the time, if you have him, to see what you can get for him. I don't want him on my team declining and then try to get something for him.
Yeah, so us being lower on him is definitely because of age. It's not because of the talent. But if you told me that Antonio Brown was going to be a top 5 receiver for the next 4 or 5 years, I would not be surprised at all.
Yeah, I think that that's where his value lies is if you think that he's got 4 or 5 more years of this, then he's obviously your wide receiver 1 or 2. If you think that he's going to fall off, then you would rank him around this area. There are a lot of people that actually years ago, Chris and I were talking about it. There were people 2 years ago that were saying that he is Jerry Rice-like and that he will be able to play until he's 35. I think Rice played even longer, but play at a high level until he's 35. And so far, I mean, I if I'm correct, that conversation took place 3 seasons ago. He's going to be 30 when the season starts. So that's the only reason why I rank him a little bit lower. I tend to think that he probably has this year and maybe next at a high level, and then he'll start to decline. But, man, the guy is so good, and he's so talented. And at this point, we're talking about him as one of the best receivers ever, if he keeps it up.
Yeah, the other thing I'd say is that he is not one of these big-bodied receivers, which those are usually the guys that break down come 30, 31. Yep. You know, he's got a 5'10 frame, I think like buck 85 or something like that, and those guys can have a tendency to last a little bit longer. So we might be a little early on his decline. Like I said, I have no doubts that this year he's going to still rock it. I just don't want to get stuck with him when he is declining.
I agree.
All right, number 8, Keenan Allen, L.A. Chargers. He's 26 years old. He is 6 in ADP, so we're here low on him. I think it's Adam who's bringing it down just a little bit. Chris has him at 6. I have him at 7. Adam has him at 9. Adam, what say you?
Injuries. He was one of my favorite receivers coming out of college. The year that he came out, and injuries is why I have him low.
Because he had a, what, ruptured or lacerated spleen or something?
Lacerated kidney, yes.
Kidney.
I don't really care. I don't care what his injury was. I care that he was injured. So
it's not like he's injury prone because his kidney got cut.
He's been injured several times throughout his career.
He missed one game last year, two games before the year before that. And then he had that lacerated kidney.
And his rookie year?
Rookie year is 16 games.
Okay.
Or no, rookie year was 15 games. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. He's good. I don't think that there's a ton of difference, you know, between ranking him 6th or 9th. I don't want to ever take him in the first round. There's not much else to say about him. He's obviously very good, and he's got Phillip Rivers throwing him the ball. I like 8 receivers better than him. Analysis by Adam.
Fair enough. He was the number 3 wide receiver for fantasy last year, and he is a PPR monster. So I love Keenan Allen. I wish I had him on a couple teams, but Chris hoards him. So
I think I only have him on 2 teams. So,
all right. Anything else to say on Keenan Allen?
I will say sportsinjurypredictor.com has him as a medium risk. He has had 5 injuries in his NFL career.
Yeah, some of those very minor. All right. Major injuries, that was it.
Oh, I'm sorry, hold on. 10 injuries since entering the league.
Oh, yeah. The hangnail, sure.
Ankle ligament, PCL sprain, knee sprain, shoulder, groin, shoulder. I don't know. Are you sure that you're... Oh, yeah, fractured his collarbone, Chris. Yeah, it was at the end of the season, but yeah, okay.
Well, Aaron Rodgers did that twice.
Great.
All right, we're not talking about quarterbacks. Moving on. Number 9, Corey Davis, Tennessee wide receiver. This is his second year. He is 23 years old. He's just a wee lad. His ADP is 14. Chris has him ranked 12, as do I. Adam is bringing up our average with a number 5 ranking, which I'm sure does not surprise anybody who has listened to the show, because Adam loves Corey Davis.
Can you guys quit bringing his ranking down, please?
Why?
What are you guys doing to me?
We ranked him above ADP.
Want his ranking lower?
I don't care. I'll take him high no matter what, so it doesn't matter to me. Let's see, Corey Davis. Metric Marvel, checks all the boxes athletically, dominant in college, went to an offense that wasn't very established. I don't know, it was basically a crap offense under Mularkey there in Tennessee. His quarterback is up in the air, but he also had injuries last year. He did well in his first couple games, got injured, came back, and then he kind of showed out in the playoffs. I'm a big believer. I think that his ADP will be up significantly come next year. So that's why I have him ranked so high. I find it hard to believe that he's not an elite receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, I like him a lot too. I just need to maybe see a little bit more of him in that offense. Because he's only got 2 games where he's had more than 4 catches.
Yeah, so that's the thing, is I'm early on him. Like, and I will admit that. It is me planting my flag on him.
Yeah, I liked what I saw at the end of last season. I mean, he was in the red zone just dominating, taking balls away from other guys. So I did like that, but I agree with Chris. Not only do I want to see it from Davis, like I trust Davis's talent, I want to see it from Tennessee. Is kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I agree. Well, once you move away from the exotic smash mouth, then maybe you'll open it up a little more.
I don't even know what to say about their offense last year. It was just such a mess. So I'm definitely excited to see what the new offensive coordinator can do there. Matt LaFleur, his name is. So.
Yeah, he comes from Chargers?
Yes.
Or Rams.
He's been Rams.
Rams, yep. Yeah. All right. Our number 10 wide receiver is Allen Robinson, 24-year-old receiver, 13 ADP. Adam and I both have him at number 10. Chris, a little bit lower at number 14. Allen Robinson out all of last year. So haven't seen him in a while. The year before, he had a little bit of a down year. Year before that was just a monster year. So we're all hoping that 2015 will come back. Chris, what do you say about Allen Robinson? Why are you a little bit lower?
Yeah, I'm a little bit lower than you guys. I think because in 4 years we saw one really good year, and that was 1,400 yards, 14 touchdowns. I don't anticipate he's going to do that again. You know, even if he has 1,400 yards, which I don't think he will, 14 touchdowns, I think, would be hard to replicate it as well. So I don't see him being a top five kind of guy. So his upside, I think, is limited compared to maybe some of the other guys in the range that we're looking at.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all know that, like, the touchdowns are not predictable. But I think it says something with the yards. Maybe that's why I'm a big believer, is because, you know, scrubs don't really have 1,400-yard seasons. A lot of the time, when you see like a fluke, it's in a player, it's because of touchdowns. And so while I don't think he's going to ever have 1,400 yards and 14 touchdowns again, I think he's that good of a receiver that he is going to be in that 80-90 catch range in 1,200 yards. And that puts him, you know, as a wide receiver one.
But even his yards weren't consistent either. So in the other 2 years, 2014, 548 yards, 2016,
yep. 883. Yeah.
So 2014 was his rookie season, correct?
Yeah.
And 2016, I watched those games, and I know I've said this on the show before, but I watched those games, and Blake Bortles was awful. That was the year that Blake Bortles was, all his mechanics was wrong and everyone was working with him, and he was throwing the ball yards off of his receiver. So that one, but I do have one thing in defense of where Chris is putting his rankings. The year of 2015 was when the Jaguars were known as the garbage time team. Like Blake, yep, Bortles, this was all happening in the last 5 minutes of the game. Blake Bortles throwing a 80-yard pass down the field and Robinson getting it. So I do think that could have inflated his numbers a little bit in 15.
I thought that was the last 5 years.
It's almost like his quarterback was Blake Bortles his entire career.
See?
That's kind of what it sounds like.
I should flip that to the front of my speech.
I guess I'm going more off of like his talent, and I just think that the Jacksonville franchise was such a mess up until basically last year, and yep, Blake Bortles was still the quarterback. So I just think, even though he's going and he's got Trubisky, I think Trubisky is a much more competent quarterback than Blake Bortles.
Yeah, and I think he'll do well. I'm not saying he won't. I'm just a little more hesitant because I look at those, you know, that 2015 year versus 2014 and 16, and his average per catch is vastly different between those as well. 17 and a half yards in 15, and then 11.4 and 12.1 in the other 2 years. And so I'm not sure what you're going to get.
None of us are sure what we're going to get, Chris.
That's true.
All right, let's move on to number 11. We have Julio Jones, number 11, Atlanta wide receiver. He is 29 years old. He has a 7 ADP. Chris at 9, Adam at 12, Karen at 15.
Ageist.
It really is. I'm going to let you guys talk because you guys know where I stand on the age thing.
Well, I'm actually with you on this one, especially because of the age. Because when I look at Julio Jones, I mean, this guy's been injured going back to college, and a lot of it is foot and ankle. I could actually see him being like Calvin Johnson and retiring early. It wouldn't surprise me if he only has 1 or 2 years left. And so the reason why I have him at 12 is because he's probably going to be productive this year. He's probably going to be productive next year. But I can't rank him any higher because I don't think he's going to be around much longer. These big wide receivers, and I mean, if you look at him, he is huge. He essentially is the Rob Gronkowski of wide receivers. Like defenders are just teeing off on him. I don't think that he's the type of guy that is going to stay around and keep getting injured over and over and over again. I think he's about done. I don't think he's going to stick around.
6'3", 220.
Yeah, he's massive.
Yeah, he does seem to be hobbled for most of his games. And he still trots out there and still puts up good numbers. I think the problem with him is the game-to-game consistency. He'll have big games, and then he'll have small games, and then you're not sure what you're going to get from a week-to-week basis with him. I have him higher than the two of you, still lower than ADP, because I think he will have a good season. And when I'm looking at my rankings, I'm looking at what am I going to get from them and what's going to be their value, you know, maybe a year from now or during the season. And I think Julio is a guy that you could draft and he could have a few huge games and then maybe you flip him for somebody that's younger.
Not really my style, but I definitely see, you know, if you were going to do something in season and you might be able to get the value back on him at the end of the year. But I mean, I think his value is going to start dropping. Like when we were going over our ADPs, we were talking about how it was the Targets and Landmine show. We were talking about how this is probably the highest he's going to be for the rest of his career. And
yep.
I think he's definitely going to start dropping at some point soon here, probably after the season.
Yeah.
All right. Our final wide receiver for today's show is number 12, Stephon Diggs, Minnesota wide receiver. He is 24. His ADP is also 12. We average out a little different, though. Chris has him the highest at number 10. I follow suit at number 11. Adam's super low on him at number 17. Why are you low on Stephon, Adam?
I mean, I'm low on him, but I just like the upside of some of these other guys. I think he's about at his peak, and I know that sounds funny because he's 24. I liked him last year, and the Thielen getting all the targets there really scared me. I think his catches go up this year. It's not that I don't like him. I just think that he's in a tier below. And I wouldn't put him in the top 10 or 12 receivers. I think he's in the mold of like a Tyreek Hill, somewhere down there. Like I have them ranked really close, 17, 18. Like I would much rather have the younger guys because I kind of see Stephon Diggs' ceiling. I think he is what he is right now. I think he's going to have some big games. He might have a year or two of wide receiver one play, but I think he's predominantly a wide receiver too. Like I think that he's or later.
So you're talking about wanting the younger guys over guys that are 24 years old.
Yep. I want Juju because Juju has the upside.
Okay. Who's being a super ageist now?
Me.
Oh, 24.
No, sure. it's more about upside and
I know. So. You're just getting earlier and earlier. Oh, this guy turned 18. Oh, he's out the door.
To be fair, the other thing about him is that he was kind of a fluke. Like, you don't have seventh round picks that turn into these elite players. Like, it's very, very rare that happens. Give me the guy that's the high pedigree player. I think that they have, you know, higher metrics, higher athletic profiles, higher upside.
Like he's a fifth round pick, but I get what you're saying.
I'm pretty sure Chris would be willing to trade you Laquon Treadwell.
That's your joke?
That's my joke because you want the pedigree. So isn't he the Minnesota receiver that's doing nothing and got all the pedigree in the world?
I want the good player with the pedigree.
Well, I don't think Adam likes any of the Minnesota receivers because he has Thielen ranked really low, too.
Yeah, I'm not high on Diggs. I'm not high on Thielen. No.
I think I have him ranked higher because I think he has a great, great ceiling.
I don't think he has.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just not sure the chances that he actually hits that ceiling, but I think he does have a high ceiling.
I'm going to say two things. One, new quarterback this year. So Minnesota has some questions, Mark. Obviously, we probably like Cousins better than we liked Keenum. But still, new team, new quarterback, things could change and maybe won't play out at least year one. The other little thing that I have itching me in the back of my head is that his season ended on a really high note with that playoff catch that Minnesota fans have a shrine for him because of that moment against the Saints. So a little bit in the back of my head, maybe that was a huge confidence booster and he's going to come back to this season just ready to go.
I think Saints fans have a statue of the cornerback, but it's for a different reason.
Yeah, I mean, like, he didn't exactly have, like, a great season last year. He didn't break 1,000 yards. He's never broken 1,000 yards. He had 8 touchdowns, which, you know, accounted for – that was a big hunk of his points. He's not exactly a PPR guy.
Yeah,
52 targets, 84, 64.
Number 17 in standard, number 19 in PPR.
I liked him at the value that I was getting him at last year or the year before. I don't really want to spend third round now? Yeah, I don't want to spend second or third round pick on him.
All right, guys, good list. Let's do a recap real quick and go through our 1 through 12. Number 1, Odell Beckham. Number 2, DeAndre Hopkins. 3, Mike Evans. 4, Michael Thomas. 5, Amari Cooper. 6, Devontae Adams. 7, Antonio Brown. 8, Keenan Allen. 9, Corey Davis. 10, Allen Robinson. 11, Julio Jones. And 12, Stephon Diggs. Good list.
Nice.
Yeah. So let's pick up next time where we're leaving off here. So we'll start with number 13 and go all the way to 24. But that wraps up the show. So we're going to head out. Please make sure to follow us on Twitter at Top Dog Dynasty. You can go out on iTunes and subscribe to us and give us a 5-star review. And Adam will tell you what you can tell Chris.
Tell Chris to stick to redraft since he likes all these old players. So that's right in his wheelhouse.
All right. And you can send us an email too, topdogdynasty@gmail.com. Ask us questions. Send us your roster. We're looking for our next roster rundown candidate. And we hope to see you next time. We appreciate you listening. Until next time, please get out, trade, keep your leagues active.
Peace. See ya.
Thanks for listening to Top Dog Dynasty. Follow us on Twitter at Top Dog Dynasty. Visit our website at topdogdynasty.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. You know you want to do it. Hit that subscribe button. Call your mom.